Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
The 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Ventura County's premier tasting event, is returning to Lake Casitas on Sunday, June 12th from noon to 4. Admission includes unlimited tastings of over 60 wines and 30 craft beers. Join us for an afternoon of live music, amazing food, artisan vendors, and the best selection of beer and wine on the California coast. VIP and general admission tickets are available now at OhaiWineFestival.com. Proceeds benefit local and international charity projects. Don't miss the 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Sunday, June 12th. Visit OhaiWineFestival.com today.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor, Fisherman's Wharf, provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Men of Tortuga, a comedy thriller that tells a compelling story of greed, power, bourbon, and barbarism, playing April 15th through May 15th. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us and waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. We are the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we've got Shane, Melissa, and Declan in our studio today. And of course, they are the Haas family. And they are going to be walking actually today, right? And we are walking for the March of Dimes, March for Babies Walk. And so we're so excited to hear their story. I do want to remind you, if you haven't been with us for the first hour, we start here at 6 o'clock and then of course till 8 o'clock. And of course our show is all about the brighter side of life here in the 805. And we're gonna find out a little bit about my family story, my daughter and her twins, and my daughter and her husband and their twins, 29 and a half weeks. And of course this is all for all the preemies. And I'm really excited to tell the Haas's family story. Of course, I also want to remind you that we're going to have Helene Segura, and we're going to be talking about her book. And of course, that is The Inefficiency Assassin. It's a time management tactics for working smarter, not longer. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you have an event or you have a business that you want to share on our show, we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to connect all of our listeners with you. Again, that phone number is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram, on Snapchat. We're all over the place. And of course, we are want to be a part of every event that's happening here in the 805. We've got lots of things happening. And Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Let's start off with the restaurants. Kim, Famous Dave's, 20 years of Texas beef brisket done the right way on Seaglass Way in Oxnard. Paul Martin, seasonal and delicious menu featuring free range and natural meats along with poultry, located in the promenade at Westlake Village. Lure Fish House, a real favorite. You can experience their top tier seafood experience complete with fresh local produce at 60 South California Street in Ventura. The Veggie Grill has a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. Come check out Elite Theater's Men of Tortuga, playing through May 15th, located on Victoria Avenue in Oxnard, closing this weekend. Have a blast at the Surf and Suds Beer Festival happening May 21st in Ventura. Rubicon Theater's premiere of Clarence Darrow. This one-person tour de force is based on the life and landmark cases of the great controversial trial lawyer, playing through May 25th through June 12th on East Main Street in Ventura.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. And I do want to remind everybody that we will be jamming out of here today to go and watch walk with the March of Dimes. That's Ventura County March of Babies today at the Caneo Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks. And you can check in actually right now and then begin the walk at 8 o'clock. So we will be going over there. And again, this is all for babies. And what a great thing. Right after that, you can go over to the 60th annual Caneo Valley Days, and that's happening all the way till the 15th. So and again, that's at across the street over at the Caneo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. So I hope that you celebrate the Caneo Valley Days. And and again, we've got the first time is a VIP tent over there. So again, let's start off with how about Pete's Breakfast House. We've got a gift certificate for that. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Let's welcome, before your daughter runs out of energy and time here, Shane, Melissa, and Declan, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm so glad you guys are here. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got involved with the March of Dimes and a little bit about your story.
It was back in March 2014, so we're kind of newbies to the March of Dimes fundraiser, and our daughter decided to come a little earlier. Melissa, my wife, was having some pre-labor things going on, events going on, and we thought we were just being overzealous, and ultimately went in to check in on neonatal care, and she was having going into labor, so brushed us over to the Los Robles Hospital, and that's when the whirlwind started. And she, 5 days later, she was born at 1 pound, 14 ounces.
1 pound, wow, yeah. Okay. That's...
And the journey began of 93 days in the NICU, and, you know, I mean, very blessed. She's 2 years old now, and, you know, just
I just have to do a shout-out for Los Robles, all the angels over there.
Woo! Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're family. Anybody that's been involved with Los Robles or any NICU situation out there in the world, they become your family. The doctors, the nurses, the respiratory therapists, the staff, anybody that walks in there that touches you is just... their family.
Yeah, no, I have to tell you, the doctors, Ken Stahl, big, I don't know who your doctor is, but big shout out to Ken Stahl. Great, you know, children's doctor. There's just, it's a team, and it is a team because I know, I told you, my daughter had twins at 29 and a half weeks, and, you know, and then one of them got neck. And for anybody that doesn't know what that is, it's a very life-threatening. They were, you know, I just remember. And for my journey, I lost a baby. Mm. And so the fact that you, you know, that you had this amazing team by you is just immensable. I mean, it just makes your journey so much more worth it. Yeah. And for parents that haven't gone through this, how did you stick together as a team? Because that's really important to hear.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary once you walk in. You're set up with this whirlwind. You're trying to hang your wife by her feet, trying to keep the baby, you know, from giving birth at that time. You get the doctors coming in and giving you these statistics, setting you up for the worst-case scenario, which is another kind of emotional roller coaster. So cognitively thinking, you go brain dead because there's just so much information. And, you know, and we even with March of Dimes and their support and all the information they provide, you know, it helps because the internet can be a little scary, you know, and that's what they tell you to avoid from.
Don't look at the internet, right?
Or look at the sources like March of Dimes and look at the true sources out there. But, you know, the doctors are just amazing. And, you know, we try to just, it's a crazy, you try to remain positive, period. Yeah. You have to.
Now, tell us a little bit about being parents as a preemie. I know what my daughter goes through and my son-in-law. How did that impact both of you as being a preemie? What, you know, parents that are have, you know, I guess, to date, I don't even know how you say that, to date children.
Full term,
thank you. What's the difference? You know, I know that my daughter, you know, they're maybe not walking yet, but that's okay because they're adjusted time and all that stuff. So talk to us a little bit about that to educate my listeners.
I mean, you feel even more helpless than you typically are, because when you're in the NICU, it's out of your control pretty much. So from that preemie standpoint and sitting and being in the NICU, I mean, you go in, you try to be there, you try to just be there. I mean, but it is really, you know that they're in the best hands possible.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes out of the NICU, it is a little bit different because, you know, your child is extremely small, you know, typically anywhere 5 pounds roughly, you know, that doesn't guide them to send them home. There's a huge weight test of, you know, before they send a child home, but weight is not necessarily it. And then you get them home and, you know, we experienced a couple of scary situations, but, you know, I mean, then you have the dates that you're trying to catch up, the wait, the, you know, the meeting, those timelines and things like that.
Is Declan all the way caught up now?
They, knock on wood, we have been so blessed to the fact that she has had no therapy, no needed therapy. She's met all the timelines. Every time we go into the NICU cares, they tell us, okay, maybe this is a little delayed, this is a little delayed. She is pretty much caught up, which is unbelievable for a 1 pound. So we're very blessed in that, because some people in therapy, don't get me wrong, is a wonderful thing. If
yes.
a child needs it, you take it.
Absolutely.
You take it and you grab it. And, but sooner or later, by 2, 3, 4, you would never even know these kids are preemies.
Wow. I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now. One, we've been here since 6 o'clock in the morning. But we are so glad that you are joining us. We're talking with Shane right now. Is it Haas?
That is correct.
And you are, what is your daughter?
She's the ambassador of Ventura County. We were chosen to be the 2016 ambassadors.
And now how do they choose you?
I think just, you know, because of our story, I mean, there's so many, I mean, everybody should be an ambassador that's involved in the situation, because there's so many amazing stories.
Yeah.
That are just.
Now, are you in a support group or anything like that? Or did you ever, you know, have a group that you all got together?
You know, there is a lady, Erin Richardson, who was the ambassador last year. She started a little kind of Facebook NICU group, which kind of is local to Los Robles group. And so we get a lot of support through that. There's a lot of questions that come up. I mean, I have to say, just the NICU themselves, you can pick up the phone and call them today.
Oh, they're amazing. I know my daughter, Tiffany, wrote a bunch of letters just to say thank you. You know, and there was not, and being the grandparents of walking in, scrubbing down, seeing, you know, how you start at one end of the, you know, unit and work your way back. And then we had to go all the way back one time when he got sick. And it's just, it's emotional. There's so many things, but oh my God, those women and the doctors and just the whole team is so amazing. They're so heartfelt and they are so good at what they do.
They are. They are. They're family.
They are. They really are. And I know, you know, my daughter and my son-in-law have been able to call them with questions. Mm-hmm. And I even had to, you know, one of our grandsons, every time we fed him, he stopped breathing. Okay, that was scary, you know. I mean, there's so many things you don't think about that we take life as, you know, for granted. So I found a statistic that stated that 15 million babies are born premature every year, and that is more than 1 in 10 babies. Do you find that shocking? Or
it really is, and I believe it almost was at a point of 1 in 9, and I think with March of Dimes, they're just really trying to squash that and just make that gap greater and greater and greater and greater with research, support, and you know, as to what it's accountable for, it's so hard to nail that down. And, you know, in terms of demographics, geographic, all that stuff. But, I mean, they're really trying to make it. And I think just the awareness of March of Dimes and just these families and sharing the stories and just knowing, you know, I mean, I never would think that, you know, our child, we were hoping, of course, everybody hopes, full term, no issues. And then it happens and you're so overwhelmed, but there's so much support out there. And these families are just, I mean, they become, they're part of your family.
Right, right. So. And you, it's a whole nother, world that you never thought you were going to be a part of, right? I love it. Shane, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, maybe we talk to Melissa and bring her in here and just kind of find out, you know, some of the reasons why she ended up having the baby early. And then we want to find out what were your, how you got everybody involved and about March of Dimes so that we can get everybody over there for today. All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And, of course, I'd love to give something away. I've got Strawberry Festival tickets. That's next weekend. And I've got a pair of tickets for you. That's May 21st and 22nd. And all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Conejo Valley Days is celebrating the Valley's rich heritage and volunteer spirit with new carnival rides, headliner entertainment, craft vendors, art trek crafts, a STEM science pavilion, home and garden show, and a full food court. It's a celebration perfect for the whole family. Conejo Valley Days, May 11th through 15th at the Conejo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. New this year, VIP experience tickets include wine tasting and 60th anniversary discount family packages, both available online now. These will sell out. Purchase general admission tickets online or cash only at the door. Visit CanejoValleyDays.us for more information on their Read and Ride program and their new STEM Science Exhibition Pavilion.
Being supportive to a friend is a good thing. Volunteering for your community is a good thing too. What about supporting people you don't even know? Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families invites you to do a good thing and have a great time doing it. The 23rd annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 5th from 1 to 5 at CSU Channel Islands. Oh, it's a thing your taste buds will thank you for the rest of the year. Sample to your heart's content and your tummy's limit from restaurants, caterers, bakeries, breweries, and wineries, and all for one all-inclusive ticket price. Ask about the VIP tent presented by Wells Fargo. All proceeds fund programs of Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families. For tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels 23rd Annual Wine, Food, and Brew Festival on Sunday, June 5th, go to CasaPacifica.org. That's CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored by the Zarley and Van Heusen families, Premier America Credit Union, Nevers Palazzo, Packard, Wildermuth & Winter, Conoco Oil, McValley Oil, and Gold Coast Broadcasting.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8 and again from 2 to 3. And, of course, that's every Saturday. And we are so glad you're here because we're talking about the brighter side of the 805. And, of course, we are the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give something away right now. And how about some Veggie Grill? Actually, Veggie Grill was over at the Conejo Valley Days with me. And I would love to share a couple gift certificates with you. So that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Just call in and make sure you ask to be on the newsletter because then you can find out all the great things that are happening here. All right, so we have Shane and Melissa and Declan Haas here. They are the 2016 ambassador for the March for Babies. And, of course, that's happening right now. And If you haven't already heard about that, we'd love you to get over there and support the March of Dimes, the Ventura County March for Babies. And that's over at Canale Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks. And check-in is at 7, and then you begin the walk at 8 o'clock. So we'd love to share that with you. I will be racing out of here to go and do that. And of course, my daughter and my grandchildren will be a part of that. And it's all about, really supporting all these near and dear events that are happening. And Melissa, tell us a little bit about your journey with your daughter and how it changed your world.
It was something that was just definitely not the typical and very unexpected way. But you kind of have to deal with what you're given. And at 24 weeks is when I went into the hospital, and I had her 5 days later at 1 pound, 14 ounces.
Amazing.
And,
due
to an infection, she just, it's almost like she knew she wasn't, she had to get out.
Yeah, just like my grandsons, they were ready to come out. And so I think we were 2, 3, and 3, 2, I think it was, so. Not much bigger in the, we were like, oh my God. And my daughter, I remember thinking that my daughter was afraid of shots, and she was at the same time thinking, I'll do anything to keep my babies.
Yes. Yes. And that, and you go into that, I mean, definitely mom mode.
I totally agree.
Whatever they're telling you to do, you're going to do it. And we had a great support team with Los Robles. They knew what they were doing. The nurses, the doctors, they educated us as much as possible in what was going to happen.
Right.
And that's all we could do, and just kind of put it in their hands. And they were just,
amazing. Love it. I know. I mean, it was, there was plenty of times we had our meals there and it was just a routine. My daughter and her husband, it's something that is really hard on a family, but it sounds like you had this support.
Yes. I mean, we both, me and Shane, have amazing family that were really supportive. Just being there to listen and, know that they're behind us. And it's just, you have to go through it. And it was a long, it was 93 days she was there, but leaving her there was a little bit easier, knowing that she was in the right spot where she needed to be and really
good
hands.
How close do you live to Los Robles?
Maybe about 10 minutes.
Oh, you're lucky.
So
we're like
lucky.
My daughter too. She was really close. And so, but for, families that don't live close and have to get a hotel and their whole life changes, that would be devastating. Now, tell us about the community and the, obviously, the March of Dimes and how you've been involved with that. Because this is your second year, correct?
Yes, it is. It's been wonderful. They really are helpful. If you're able to be a part of it, donate. They're there to educate and help and
how
research.
Have they helped you?
Just the education, more so of anything, and the research they've done. The medicine that they and things they were doing for preemies a long time ago from what they're doing now is just amazing in what they know.
And did your daughter have to have any of, like, the shots? I can't remember what it is, the R, I don't know.
Oh, the RSV?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
She has, and I mean, it's hard because they're not developed at that point. They truly are growing in a hospital, in a incubator, just not in you any longer.
Right.
But they really are. She was definitely not fully developed when she was born. And some people, even though she was here, lungs, brain, all those things are.
Was there ever a time that you thought, oh my God, I hope this is all going to work out okay?
Every single moment of every single day. We try to be as positive as possible and not even have negative thoughts.
Yes.
Is the way we put it, not into the world.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, every day. It's hard because then you're also leaving a hospital, leaving your child there for.
Yeah, I knew that was really hard. My daughter obviously had twins, and one was able to come home, and one had to stay, and that was a guilt feeling too. Like, how do I leave them alone? What, you know? So there's just so many things that people don't. You know, you go in to have a baby and you think you come home with your babies.
Yes. And that's the I think that was the hardest day was when they had to actually discharge me from the hospital and not with the baby.
Yeah.
That was really, really difficult. And just, you know, why did this happen or why couldn't my body make it happen?
Yeah. Melissa, to give some input for any of our listeners that, you know, might be wanting to know how this feels. Obviously, no words can really express it because I know that what my daughter and my son-in-law have gone through. But what kind of tips would you express or share?
The biggest thing is to stay strong and positive. The doctors and NICU nurses and doctors, it's a different, they're amazing.
Yeah.
They literally do this for the babies. They want to be there doing this for babies, and they're educated, and they have truly your best interest
right.
and the babies
so
at
listen
harm.
To them. Take their advice.
Stay strong. It's hard. It's hard. You have days that are not good and days that aren't, you know, are, and, you know.
But I think the thing that you said that I think, you know, my daughter, as I feel, and I hope she'll agree with me, having that amazing support team.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really important. And, you know, you just... The babies are strong, too. You have to remember. They really are.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Again, Melissa, and of course, Shane's out there with Declan Haas. I'm excited to go and walk for the babies right now, and we're going to leave here. But of course, 2016 March of Dimes, that's what we're talking about. You guys had a lot of money donated to you. I know that there's a place that my daughter was raising money. Mm-hmm. It all goes for a great cause, right?
Amazing cause.
Yeah.
It really is.
And it's for education so other people don't ever have to feel this again.
Yes. Have the support, and it's for the babies.
There you go. All right. Well, it's posted on my Facebook. If anybody wants to donate and maybe you've experienced something or you know an amazing story, these are all amazing stories. These are lives that are coming up, and I'm so grateful. You know. Brings tears. So anyways, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're gonna take a really quick break, and when we come back, we are going to be talking with Helene, and we're going to be talking about the inefficiency assassin, and that's all about time management tactics for working smarter, not longer. So stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show as we enjoy their production of Clarence Darrow, playing May 25th through June 12th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This one-person tour de force is based on the life and landmark cases of the great controversial trial lawyer who at one time commanded over $250,000 for each case. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Did you know that the number one killer of babies is premature birth? In the U.S., 1 in 10 babies are born too soon, and an early birth may have lifelong health problems. Help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects by supporting our local March of Dimes event. Get a team together, fundraise, and walk at this year's Ventura County March for Babies, taking place at Caneo Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks, Saturday, May 14th. We need your help to give every baby a fighting chance. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org.
The California Strawberry Festival is among the top festivals in the nation, with over 50 food booths, contests, rides and attractions, over 200 arts and crafts vendors, concerts, celebrity chef demonstrations, and family fun. The 2016 California Strawberry Festival in Oxnard is the perfect summer kickoff, with proceeds benefiting the community in a big way. Join us on May 21st and 22nd, 2016, for an unforgettably sweet experience. Please visit www.strawberry-fest.org. For more info, that's www.strawberry-fest.org.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for staying with us all the way from 6 to 8. And lots of great stuff happening out here in the 805. And, of course, this weekend we've got the March of Dimes happening right now at the Caneo Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks. And we're going to be doing the walk for that. And then, of course, the 60th annual Conejo Valley Days is happening started the 11th through the 15th at right across the street at Caneo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. And of course, we've got a VIP tent over there for Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that in a minute. And then, of course, next week we've got event. I'm telling you, we've got the 33rd annual California Strawberry Festival. And then also the Surf and Suds Beer Festival. So we got lots of stuff happening. And so we'd love to definitely have you be a part of all that. And, of course, we've got tickets to all of that. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I've got Caneo Players Theater. And it's coming up, an event, and we'd love to share tickets with you for that. And I've got tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's introduce our next guest, and Helene Segura. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I started off my adult life as a teacher in a Title I school, and I spent 11 years doing that, which is where I developed teaching time management strategies and tactics. And after that part of my life, I transitioned into starting my own business in 2006. Consulting on time management, productivity, and organization.
Wow. Where are you located?
My home base is San Antonio, Texas.
Okay, perfect. And I love that you call it a to-do list is a done list. I love that because so many times I'm all about lists. My husband's like, you make a list of your list of your list, you know? And so now I just carry around a notebook. And I always, I mean, I've said this on my show for years now, is I start off with like, you know, I kind of throw up on the paper, write a zillion things that I need to get done, and then go through and pick my like my four top things and one thing that I really have not been trying to put off. How do you make your list?
It's a very similar way. And what you're doing is absolutely fantastic because all of us have those thoughts spinning around in our minds of everything we want to do, whether it's something we know we need to get done or possibly it's a dream down the line. So that's great you get it out of your head, but you're also taking the next important step. It's pulling from that list what you want to focus on because we just get too overwhelmed if we have a super long list. So that's exactly what I do. I have my long list, and at the end of each day, I pull from there what I've got to make sure I get done the next day so that way I'm not running myself ragged.
Wow, I love that. Okay. When you are teaching somebody what to do, where would be the first place to start?
First, I start out with asking them, what's the reason why you reached out to me? What was the straw that broke the camel's back? So we start with that particular event and then work our way backwards to see if this is something that's been a pattern their entire lives, or is it something that's situational? Something in their personal life or work life has changed, but they haven't been able to adjust to it quite yet. So we start with that, and once we figure out what the cause is of their stress, we talk about what they are good at in their lives, because everybody has some kind of talent or skill. So if we can build on that and relate it to time management, then that client is going to be much more successful.
Wow. Okay. I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And of course, I do want to remind you, we have our podcast, and all you have to do is go on to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, download our show, and you can hear all of our back shows while you are making your list, right? So you're not taking any precious time. And
right.
Of course, we're talking with Helene, and we're talking about her book, The Inefficiency Assassin. How did you come up with that name?
Well, I've gone to a marketing class, and they said, you know, the term time management consultant or productivity consultant, that is pretty darn boring. Why don't you create a title that grabs people's attention and also says what you do? So one afternoon, there were some adult beverages involved, and a few of us were brainstorming some ideas.
That will do it.
Be called? Yes, exactly. Gin and tonics work wonders.
There
Not
you
too
go.
Many, though. So we bounced around some ideas, and we talked about, well, you bring peace to people's lives because you help them cut out lost time from the day. And a few days after this brainstorm session, my husband and I were driving back from the border of Mexico back into Texas. As we crossed border patrol and all these guns, I came up with, oh my gosh, it's the inefficiency assassin. That is what I do. And when my publishers picked up my manuscript, they said, well, let's use that as the title.
Oh, I love that. And now, is this your first book?
This is my third book. The first book was specifically for teachers because that's my background. The second book was more general organizing principles and how to change. And the third book, The Inefficiency Assassin, is specifically for folks who are struggling with time management, who want to streamline their days so they can get more done and have a life outside of work.
I love that. How do you, I mean, like right now, I've been on this journey. I have my book, all my stuff together, but I haven't gotten my book. And yet I've got, you know, radio shows, I do hair, I've got four children, I you know, life, all that stuff. So what's the best way to, you know, really get a to-do list, a done list?
What you want to do is literally compartmentalize your life. So you already told me about a couple of sections. You've got your book, you've got the show, you've got the kids. So you want to think about, are there any other aspects of your business life or your personal life? And then start jotting down what are your priorities for each one of those. And from there, you can build out what you want to pull from those lists that you jot down in the notebook. So would you like to spend one entire week working on the book and then another week focus on, you know, getting sure everything's ready for the radio show? Or does this need to be done a little bit each day? So work on the book a little each day, work on the radio show and prepping for that a little each day. So you decide, and it can change from time to time. Some people will do great working a week at a time, and then suddenly the brain says, oh, this is boring, let's do something different. So you just have to switch things around and play those mind games.
I like that. Now, you talk about makeover stories, and is that in your book?
Yes, I have different case studies from clients in there because I think it's important for the readers to know that they are not alone in this. There are so many people who struggle with time, so I want them to be able to learn from the others who have worked with me about what they had to go through and that they can be successful with this.
I love it. Okay, and so can you share with us one of the great makeover stories?
One of my favorite ones has to do with a very busy mom like yourself. She has four kids. She's very well known in her field, and so she's always being called upon to develop some kind of program or give a presentation. And she was just running herself absolutely ragged. She was missing kids' games, and she wanted to be there for that. And then she started missing a few deadlines with her work, and she didn't want to be known as that person. On top of that, she was diagnosed with ADD. So what we did was we sat down, and like I was telling you earlier, compartmentalizing her life and figuring out how she wanted to do things, because it's very important that you have some kind of structure, but at the same time, be willing to morph your calendar and move things around as necessary so you also have that flow. And that's what we did. We built in structure into her calendar. At first, she was completely opposed to it, so I said, okay, let's just try a couple of hours a day of structure and see how you feel. And she realized, oh, I got more done in that 2 hours of structure than the rest of the day. So we started building on more structure. And so now, every once in a while, she'll slip up. I mean, we're all human. We're not perfect. But she's getting to her kids' games and her kids' practices, and she's making time for exercise. And her mind is just so much clearer now. So I love sharing that story with others.
I love that, too. And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we're talking with Helene Segura. We're talking about the inefficiency assassin, and it's a time management tactics for working smarter and not longer. And so, you know, we need to take a really quick break. Helene, will you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. We will come right back. And of course, I always like to do a giveaway. And let's see, we've got Rubicon Theater tickets. And of course, that's Clarence Darrow. And this is a one-person tour. And so we'd love to share that with you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to give a giveaway, and I've got tickets to the Elite Theater Company. And if you haven't been there, Channel Islands Harbor, I'm telling you, you can see some great stuff there. And of course, coming up May 2nd through the 22nd is called Framed, a Thriller by Richard Whale. And again, so many great things there. I've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Men of Totoga is just ending on May 15th, so we've got probably tickets for that too. So call us. I'd love to share those with you. We're talking right now with Helene Segura, and of course, we're talking about her book, one of her books. In fact, Helene, you guys sent me your other book, not the one for the teachers, but the other one, Just Getting Organized. But we're talking about time management tactics for working smarter, not longer. And I've heard it say before, working smarter, not harder, but never working longer. So this is actually taking some time off of us, correct?
Correct. And initially, I had played with the title of working smarter, not harder, but almost every client I work with, they're some of the hardest working people I know, and that's why they've gotten so far in life. So I think it's a little bit of a misnomer to say we're not going to work hard, because so many go-getters do work hard. But the key is not working longer. Why do we have to put in these super long hours? How can we be successful in a shorter amount of time?
I love that. Okay, so let's just kind of talk about, you know, our phones and our emails and stuff like that. Do you talk about that in the book?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, because that kind of hijacks me, yeah.
Yeah, they're one of the biggest distractions. The average adult gets 110 text or emails a day, And if we have our notifications on our devices, then that's 110 interruptions that we're getting. And neuroscience tells us that it takes the brain an average of 60 seconds to reset every time we switch tasks. So every time we're switching back and forth, checking our phones, checking our devices, we're losing 110 minutes a day just right there. So I'm not suggesting that you completely stop checking email and text, but you want to check them when your brain is ready to receive them so that way you can concentrate on whatever's in front of you.
Right. I love that. So can you leave us with a couple tips, okay, that we can really kind of, I guess, get our work done? I guess that would be not working smarter, not longer.
The first thing you want to do is at the end of the day today, you want to take a look at your calendar to see what's coming up and choose the top three tasks you need to get done tomorrow. So that way, at the end of the day, you won't feel frazzled. You will feel like you have gotten ahead with something, and make plans to do those top three tasks at the beginning of the day. So if anything else comes up, you need to put out fires, or you get the greatest opportunity of a lifetime, you've already completed the majority of the work and you still have the afternoon to take care of whatever's popped up.
Okay, great. I love that. And what about, trying to get back with people and meet people?
As far as getting back with people by phone or email, if it's a phone call, if at all possible, either schedule it ahead of time, or when you're leaving a voicemail for somebody, let them know when you're going to be available so that way you don't constantly play phone tag. And if this is an in-person meeting, you'll want to make sure that both of you understand where you're supposed to meet and what time for how long and also what you're going to talk about. So that way you arrive a little more prepared and that meeting is far more productive.
Wow, I like that. All right. Where do we find your book?
You can go to the website, theinefficiencyassassin.com. It's available in paperback and Nook, Kindle, all sorts of different versions, so you can take your pick.
I like that. Will you send me a Nook or something I have so I can have it on my phone? That's going to save me time right there, right?
Oh, yes, exactly.
All right. I love it. I'd love to have you back and really get a little bit deeper into some of these great things that we can share with everybody.
Oh, sure. I'd love to do that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And again, share our show with everybody. And I love your the tactics for working smarter, not longer.
Thank you so much, Kim.
You got it. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Richard. And we're going to find out a little bit more about the VIP tent. And, of course, Caneo Valley Days and Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The California Strawberry Festival is among the top festivals in the nation, with over 50 food booths, contests, rides and attractions, over 200 arts and crafts vendors, concerts, celebrity chef demonstrations, and family fun. The 2016 California Strawberry Festival in Oxnard is the perfect summer kickoff, with proceeds benefiting the community in a big way. Join us on May 21st and 22nd, 2016, for an unforgettably sweet experience. Please visit www.strawberry-fest.org. For more info, that's www.strawberry-fest.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Richard Burke on the line. Richard, are you there?
I'm right here. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So I want to talk about, of course, we've got the 60th annual Conejo Valley Days. And, of course, that's happening right now over at the Conejo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. And I'm telling you, the VIP party was fun the other night. And, of course, today we've got the VIP tent that's happening that the Big Brothers and Big Sisters and of course are promoting and five different wineries. Tell us all about that.
Absolutely. We're so excited to be partnering with Conejo Valley Days this year on their 60th anniversary. And it was good seeing you over at the VIP experience
Absolutely.
The other day.
Yeah.
The whole thing that we've done this year is just help work together with Conejo Valley Days and create a VIP experience that will allow people to come in and get park entrance and come in under a shaded area with a wristband and get free wine tastings and food samples, et cetera. We've got five different wineries there, including Stonehouse, Cielo, Malibu Estate, and Coda. And we've got several food vendors as well, including BJ's, Lazy Dog Cafe, and Nothing But Cakes. And so people can come, get into the park, get a shady place that they can come and go from during the day, whether it's Saturday or this today
or tomorrow. Yep, perfect.
Right, 12 to 6. And that is get some free wine tastings and food tastings as well.
There you go. There you go.
The tickets.
Go ahead, Richard. Tell us. How do they get their tickets?
Yeah, the tickets are only available online, so there's time to get your tickets for today and tomorrow. And you do that by going to the Conejo Valley Days website, which is ConejoValleyDays.us. That's, again, ConejoValleyDays.us. And right there you can find the place to buy the tickets, and the VIP tickets are available right there online.
How much are they, Richard?
The tickets are $27.75. And the nice thing is that a portion of those proceeds are supporting the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura County. We've been around for over 40 years, and not quite as long as Conejo Valley Days, but we are serving over 1,500 youth each year in the greater Ventura County area, which I know a lot of listeners are coming in from, and hopefully coming to enjoy the Conejo Valley Days experience. And they can learn more about us at the event, as well as from the Big Brothers Big Sisters website, which is bbsbc.org.
Again, there you go.
bbsbc.org.
Richard, tell us a little bit about your experience with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Yeah, I've been involved with them for about 9 years. I did it when my kids were had graduated from high school, and I checked out the opportunity to continue to work with some of the youth in our community. I went through the vetting process, the background checks, and so on. And then when I got involved, when I passed all of that, they said, well, what kind of little brother do you want? And I looked at them and I said, I didn't know I was shopping. And I told them, I said, I don't care how old he is. I don't care what color he is. I said, I care that, you find one that lives closer to me than not, so I can spend more time with them than commuting. And they said that they would. And they said, anything else? I said, other than that, give me the smartest one you got.
So, I love it. And how did that work out for you and for him?
That was awesome. My little brother, Daniel, we still are in touch. He's since moved on, and he's off completing college on his own. He's a musician and a student. He's a wonderful young man, and we talk almost every week by phone, and as well as regularly via Facebook and email and so on, updates. Yes.
Wow. And you know what I love about it is sometimes I used to say this, having four kids and maybe my kids didn't listen to me. I was like, as long as I know that somebody's going to give them really good information, it doesn't matter, because sometimes they listen to somebody else better than they listen to their own parents.
Yeah, absolutely. These kids are just waiting to have you in their life. You know, it's almost like being an uncle or an aunt if you're a big sister. The difference that a mentor makes is one that, so many parents realize in the traditional family model, which is based on, is mentoring. But some of these kids, so many of them, I told you we're serving about 1,500, but we should be getting this thing to 6,000. That's where the need is at. And so many of these kids, they don't have both parents. Sometimes the parent is gone or out of their life, might be incarcerated. Sometimes both parents are not available. They're with a grandparent or another guardian, and sometimes even worse.
And Richard, these are kids that are from right here, correct?
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, I wanted when I got my match, you know, somebody that was local to me. I happened at the time to be living over in the Agoura Hills area, and they matched me up with somebody in Calabasas. So it was the east side of the county, and we served the youth all the way up to Ventura and Ojai and Piru and so on. So we serve all the communities of Ventura County.
Wow. And so if somebody was interested in trying to do this, what would they do and how do they do it?
Well, the best thing is the wonderful way to do it would be come this Saturday, you know, today or tomorrow, Sunday, to the VIP experience at Conejo Valley Days. Make it a fun event, get some wine and some free food, and come by our booth, and we'll give you some literature and answer all kinds of questions about that. And you can learn more about it right there. And by the way, later tonight, Dave Grohl is coming with his band Chevy Metal, so it's going to be an awesome time to come. They're going on, I believe, at 4 o'clock today, and we'll be there until 6 o'clock.
Lots of fun. Very cool. Very cool. I love it. Tom, did you want to say something?
I'm going to be there over the weekend, T.O. I've lived there my whole life, and it's a blast.
There you go.
Yeah, raised in Thousand Oaks. You got to go to Conejo Valley Days.
There you go. 60th anniversary, and it's going to be a great time. So anyways, all the people have been out there. It's fun to see the whole celebration. They've got home and garden, lots of stuff. Thank you so much, Richard. I can't wait to see you out there. And, of course, we are at the end of our show, and of course, I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Don't like the chapter you're in? Write a new one. You are the author of your own life. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805, and I'll talk to you later.